Good morning.
Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. So
good
thanks.
Morning.
Thank you for the birthday gifts. You sent me a couple of books. Thank you. I've got them here. So,
yeah, I was a little sad that I wasn't going to be able to just drop them off for you, but I'm glad they were there. I'm hopeful that you like them. I have been deeply influenced by both of those writers. So
we can say what they are. I mean, it's a Parker Palmer journal, 40-day journey with Parker Palmer. And
yeah.
I was away at a men's event over the weekend. Tendencies is call it a retreat. It was called an expedition because they said we're not retreating. But anyhow, so 40-day journey with Parker Palmer. And yeah, I was thinking about hidden wholeness. He's just a great guy, isn't he? This Parker Palmer.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, so it's interesting. He's one of my favorite writers, I think, on wholeness. And he wrote a book called The Hidden Wholeness.
Mm-hmm.
And a few others as well. And he's actually from the Madison area, which is kind of neat. He's probably in his early to mid-80s at this point. But a really neat writer, I think.
That fits with my belief that Wisconsin produces the best people.
Dallas Willard also taught in Wisconsin long time. So
Steve Miller's from Wisconsin.
Yep, absolutely.
And I know which of those three doesn't fit quite with the other. But, you know, the Steve Miller band, I mean... Fly,
sure.
Eagle, fly.
Yeah.
Come on, there's some good songs. So.
Yeah. I think we should just go through and do a list of well-known people from Wisconsin at some point.
And we can ask the listeners, do you agree Wisconsin produces the best people?
Yeah.
Now here's the thing is that we're going to have Matt Selvig on. He's now going by Matza Matt from Bernatello's Pizza, and he's with us like 8:15 today, and he's originally from Minnesota, so he may take issue, and it's his birthday, so...
Nice.
We don't want to.
So, do they make him wear a hat? Like, does he have to wear a fancy hat when he's Matza Matt?
I think he dresses up in kind of a pizza costume.
Nice.
I'm kidding. But always fun to see him. And, you know, I think somewhere along the way, of course, he's a Vikings fan. I'm a Packers fan. And he's from New Ulm, Minnesota. I'm from Wisconsin. But he, you know, he asked me somewhere in the last couple of weeks, he's like, hey, what do you think of this whole Aaron Rodgers thing? Now, if a friend says that to you and you know they're a fan of the other team, you kind of wonder, like, are you loving this? I mean, you know, so.
Right, yeah, right, absolutely.
Anyhow, we worked through it. He's like, oh, no, so. Well, you posted and by the way, the other book, is that like the last Eugene Peterson book? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a collection of his sermons around the topic of congruence, which again fits with the idea of wholeness. So,
You're big on that.
I am. That's one of my things.
Why don't you on this Flag Day? Why don't you go ahead and read the devotion you posted 39 minutes ago on Facebook called "Choosing Love"? Why don't you share that with us?
Oh my goodness! Yeah, let me see if I can pull it up here quick. So this is from Henry Nouwen, and it's from his series of devotions called Bread for the Journey.
Excellent.
It's called Choosing Love. It says, how can someone ever trust in the existence of an unconditional divine love when most, if not all, of what he or she has experienced is the opposite of love, fear, hatred, violence, and abuse? They are not condemned to be victims. There remains within them, hidden as it may seem, the possibility to choose love. Many people who have suffered the most horrendous rejections and been subject to the most cruel torture have been able to choose love. By choosing love, they became witnesses not only to human resiliency, but also to the divine love that transcends all human loves. Those who choose, even on a small scale, to love in the midst of hatred and fear are the people who offer true hope to our world. Yeah, that one just really stood out to me this morning. You know, I think in a world that's so broken, we can choose love, right? I mean, that's really what God has called us to, is to be people who love well.
Right, and being aware of you and how you're treating people. And so I think we'll maybe close on this. I mean, that whole idea of we hear the word holy, and a lot of times we can react and think in terms of a morality, but I think that's where Larry Crabb helped me so much is he termed it relational holiness. And it's like, he really, one of his things he so championed was the idea of how you treat others regardless of how they treat you. And doesn't that fit this devotion? And you may have been treated quite shabbily somewhere along the way, maybe many places, but it's how we rise up. And again, without God's help, that's it's going to be pretty limited. So,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Very good.
All right. Well, happy Monday, and we'll keep it going. Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Susan's here. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, everybody.
Hiya. All right. Well,
it's nice and cool out this morning.
Yeah, it was 58. It's up to 64, so it's actually gone up 6 since what it was. But, yeah, cooler temperatures, and I'm looking for Drew's phone number because we're going to call him. He told us, he promised us a big announcement.
I can't wait.
And it is big. It
I
is
love
big.
Surprises. Yeah. I like big announcements.
Mm-hmm.
I like the news. So, yeah, it was a really good weekend. I can't wait to hear about the Man Alive conference that you went to. I know that... my daughter's fiance, Zach, went with his brother and had really good things to say about it.
I got to meet his brother, Dan.
Yeah, Dan. Mm-hmm. I just met him, too. So anyway, it'll be fun to spend a little bit of time to hear what that conference was like.
Right. We've got on the line with us, I think, Drew Fralick from Michigan. Good morning.
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
We're putting him right on the radio here this morning. And when we talk to you... Well, first of all, you and I both celebrated a birthday on Saturday. So, and you ran a half marathon? Is that right?
A full marathon.
A full marathon.
Because this state is healthy. I'm carrying the state on my back.
You sure did, Drew.
That is amazing, Drew Fralick.
I'm so proud of you.
I appreciate. Thank you. Take that,
Madison, Wisconsin.
Tell us. Yeah, he mentioned to me we were texting to set this up yesterday. He's like, "Yeah, I didn't see anybody from Wisconsin there."
No, so, just know. Drew.
Yeah.
Drew from Detroit.
Well, I'm just trying to tip. I'm trying to tip the scales a little bit in our favor. You know, the food up in the UP is so unhealthy. It's like the check comes. They're like, "Oh, you're good. We just build your insurance directly. You just go with the copay."
That's
routine, you know.
Being 20 years your senior, I'm going to warn you. You may run a marathon at 37, but when you get 3 bags of Chex Mix and also a bag of Reese's Pieces, and you end up basically, people are like, you know what, you're old enough here, just get fat and die. I mean, you know, it's just like,
oh wow.
Yeah. So, no, I'm just kidding. So,
is this a therapy call or are we doing comedy right now? Sorry. I'm getting confused.
So how sore? I ran just a little bit the day before my birthday. So for the actual birthday on Saturday, I was sore. So, and that's nothing. You ran a marathon. How sore were you the next day?
I was pretty sore. I'm okay. I felt okay. This was like I took a lot of ibuprofen. I'm all right. I'm hanging in there.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Feel good.
Okay.
We'll see.
Now, you have a really big announcement. Don't say it yet because I want to lead into it with a drum roll, but...
Brother.
How did you not... I saw this information on Facebook this morning from your Drewtopian vision or whatever, and I'm like, how did he keep it from us? We'll find that out, but this is the big announcement. The drum roll, the big announcement we've been waiting a week for from Drew Fralick is what?
We're having a kid in August.
Yay!
Yeah.
Oh.
Congratulations.
The world needs more people like you and your kids and your wife, so that's going to be great.
Thank you. And I'm wondering, like, when the kid comes, you know, I'll barely be sleeping. Should we change the name of this segment to something else? Like, instead of Make Me Laugh Mondays, it's like, is someone crying Mondays? Or is Drew asleep on the line right
What's
now?
What's the baby doing Mondays?
We'll call it Barely Conscious Mondays with Drew. So.
That.
Yeah.
Barely Conscious Mondays. That's it. That's what we've settled on.
Because, you know, you've got BC and AD, so BC Mondays, and it's Barely Conscious with Drew. So, but you already know, you say the kid. I mean, you know, you're expecting
it's a girl. Yeah.
A girl.
It's a girl, and it's just one, as far as I know. There's no twins bouncing around in there.
Okay, so... Susan, I mean, I feel like he needs a little coaching for being a dad to a daughter.
Okay, well, from what
prepare
I know...
Prepare to go bankrupt.
No. their first word, it might be Dada, might be Mama, but it'll probably be Visa. They'll want the Visa card. That's what they'll
want.
Oh,
man.
But that's okay. It's okay to set boundaries. And I just think you're going to be a great dad to a girl because you're funny. And girls love to run to a really soft place to fall, a really kind person who can also make them laugh amidst the sobbing and tears and angst of being a girl in this culture. So I think you're going to be great.
Here's my dad advice. Just be ready for this. I don't know if you can say no to your son, but you will not be able to say no to your daughter. I mean,
oh,
just,
man,
just kinda...
I'm already a pushover with my son.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Leave it to your wife. She'll be able to say no.
Okay. Hey, congratulations.
Yes.
August, do we have a specific date?
Well, it's August 5th. I'm hoping it comes on August 8th. You know, 8-8, that's kind of nice.
Ooh, but here's cool.
August 5th, Susan's daughter, Kat, is getting married August 6th.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Also, I should have it on August 6th. I could, like, steal your thunder.
Yeah, you are. Not only is my wedding anniversary stolen now. Oh, man.
So,
Marsha.
And I think here, you guys, and I'm just stuck on radio programming. I'm like, wow, what will the Monday visit be like after that, you know?
Yeah, exciting.
Thank you, Drew.
Yeah, root
congratulations.
For radio, right?
We're
that's right.
Oh, the ratings we will see.
That's exciting and great.
That is fantastic news. All right, the WIB Wake Up Show, the three of us together for the first time since Tuesday, and good to be back in the saddle
sure
again.
Sure is.
For me, working off some rust, so hopefully, Caleb, you fare better at that than I did the first time.
I think rust was in my throat right now.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Sorry for you on that regard. But spent most of the last few days at the Association Retreat Center, the ARC, in Osceola. What a wonderful getaway there. And it's a former military barracks, actually.
Oh, interesting.
So it was great to be there. I was pleasantly surprised to find that where we stayed was air-conditioned. I was not expecting that.
Hallelujah.
I brought a fan, yes. Thursday particularly, so hot. But it would be enough if I told you I was off my phone, completely off the grid, from Thursday evening until Sunday morning.
Wow.
Right? That's for starters.
That's impressive.
Yeah, you messaged me. I saw that you messaged me, but I couldn't respond to you.
No, and I had to figure it out, and I did.
And you did. You're a big girl. And so, also, though, at this Man Alive expedition, having opportunities to... They gave us a number of things. They didn't really tell you ahead of time specifics, but you would get a tough area, and then here's your covenant of silence. Now go, and we had about, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 of these, where basically you could get a teaching, and now you and the Lord, and here's some questions to answer. So I felt like the word was saturate over the weekend, and I needed it. It was like a deeper cleaning. And
that's great.
We closed it out a couple of nights, Friday and Saturday, around the fire, and so just great. It was a good time.
I'm so glad. Wow. And we actually prayed for you Friday on the air and asked the listeners to keep you guys in mind, so it sounds like it was an amazing time.
Yeah, it was helpful.
Great. Well, my son Ian, my oldest, is home from Detroit. He came home on Friday. I love having him home. He's my little buddy, my first child, so I have lots of great memories with him. He made shish kebab. He's become quite an accomplished cook.
Wow.
And, of course, sports. It was the French Open, and I watched a semifinal between Nadal and Djokovic, and that was fantastic.
Do you give commentary in your French accent when you were watching the French Open?
Here's the cool thing. Okay, there was a curfew for the French Open. This match was going way into the night, and the curfew was at 11, so they thought all the spectators were so afraid they're going to have to leave. And then this guy comes in with a French accent. Blah, 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 you may stay. Everyone breaks into the French national anthem. And the game was so great. The match was great. So anyway, it was a fun weekend. The Bucks, of course.
Mm-hmm.
My son had to leave to play pinball because he couldn't stand it. Mm. But I kept texting him. And the Bucks won.
Yes. They did.
Yay.
They did. 2-2. All about that. So I was gone starting on Wednesday, and so my church had VBS up in Rice Lake, and that, again, is always an exhausting but beautiful time, too. And so about half the kids at VBS, we had a good crowd, about half the kids were from outside of our church, which was a blessing to be able to have ministry in the community that way, too. And so there were a lot of water balloons. I took it upon myself to make a little thank you video for all the volunteers, which I did completely and entirely on my phone.
Wow.
And so,
amazing.
Shooting, editing, all of that. It not like it was anything amazing, but I was kind of proud of myself. Setting a goal and getting it done.
We can't do it.
And my kids are still singing the songs and doing the actions in the minivan as they're driving. So very, very full and blessed week there.
Right. You couldn't have put your time to a better place than investing in the lives of all those kids.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. Good. That was a great thing you did, and I'm sure it was a blessing for you, too.
All right, it's the WIB Wake Up Show, our best jokes of the week. We've got usually 9 of them. Let's get things rolling. People need their laughs. You know, guys, I like it when the Earth rotates. It really makes my day.
Oh, man.
I get it, because that's how you get a day. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the difference between a coyote and a flea?
I don't know.
One howls on the prairie and the other prowls on the hairy.
Oh, man, guys, I'm selling all my old chiropractor magazines. I've got lots of back issues.
The man has been to the chiropractor.
Yes.
He's done his work. Hey, I tell you what, I just turned 57 on Saturday.
Right.
At my age, I'm really good at multitasking. Yeah, I can listen, ignore, and forget all at once.
I bought a dog from a blacksmith. I realized he was a blacksmith because when I got the dog home, he made a bolt for the door.
There you go.
We got to get better than this, guys.
Well, you know, I heard about this guy who was admitted to the hospital after swallowing five plastic horses. The doctors described his condition as stable.
Oh, man.
All right, this is my last one. Again, birthday is a big deal. So some advice for our senior listeners.
Yes.
Don't sit on the floor without a plan on how you're going to get up.
So true. Is that a joke or lifestyle advice?
Life advice? Yeah,
I like it. Okay, I had a really weird thing happen this weekend. I was downtown, and first I found a hat full of money, and then I was chased by an angry guy with a guitar.
Wow.
Get it?
Oh, goodness.
Okay.
Finally, if I had to describe myself, guys, in just one word, it would be bad at following directions.
Because that's not one word, Caleb.
There we go. All right.
I'm so excited I understood every joke.
There we go.
You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're even older, and now you're even older. You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're older still.
Happy birthday, Matt. I know
thank
we brought you
here
to talk about the Veterans
thank
Golf
you
outing, but
thank
it
you,
is his
you
birthday, everyone.
Yeah. Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, buddy. 43 years old today. I don't know. It's crazy. It just doesn't quite feel like it. I mean, still going strong, so mm-hmm. Praise the Lord for that. Upright and taking nourishment. Today is your birthday. I love that song. That's a good one. I remember
we
that
still
one.
We got it every morning about 6:20 with our birthday.
I love it, dude. I
all
love
right.
It,
well, so the third annual Wisconsin Veterans Home Golf Outing is what you were here to talk to us about today, Matt. Brew Pub Pizza, again, you do so many things for veterans organizations, too. And this is something really close to home here in the Chippewa Valley, the Chippewa Falls Veterans Home. We've been there before with our We've Got Your Back campaign. And you guys are raising funds for outings for these veterans. And you've mentioned maybe to baseball games, fishing, things like that. There's a rec committee that needs funding, and so you guys are raising funds for them.
Yeah, it's kind of a branch within the Chippewa Falls Veterans Home that they're volunteers that come in, they help out, they take the veterans and they go do fun things, as you mentioned, Caleb, whether it's maybe even going down to the park, beautiful park right down in the Chippewa Falls for a music
riverfront,
night
yeah.
or a riverfront, yeah, a night of music or whatever. That's kind of what they do. So then their funds help pay for the transportation and whatnot. We've got just a great day lineup. It's going to be this Friday, and as you mentioned, yes, we could use some rain, but let's just hope not this Friday. But it starts at 9 a.m., shotgun start. We're going to have a great speaker, Mike Waldron. He's going to come and speak, former Marine, and he is going to share with us kind of his story of his tours and his serving in the military, and then kind of his nonprofit organization that really dives into a lot of the mental health of what happens to a lot of veterans that come back and are here, and just kind of how to help them along, come alongside of them and serve them the best that we can. And then Chris Cruzy's going to come down. I think he's going to golf too. He's going to come and sing the national anthem. That dude's great. Had him on a podcast. Never a dull moment with that guy. I'm sure you guys know him. And so we're excited to have him down. And then golf's going to start at 10 a.m. So we've got some really cool prizes. Want to toss something out here. NavyPaddles.com. Check that out, Halvo. So they're a company that's kind of local. I think they're out of like Fall Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've actually got some really cool the paddles that they wrap, and they put the different logos on there for our different military branches and whatnot. And so they're going to do a couple of paddles for the winning foursome. So it's going to be a really good time. So, and then we've got gift cards. We've got some great prize packages, some stuff with the Spooner Rodeo.
So it's not too late to sign up. I mean, this is Monday. Basically say, hey, I'm going to work hard this week, and then I'm going to go golf on Friday for a great cause.
That is exactly right, my man. Tell the boss that you're going to take the day off on Friday, get it done, and come on out and join us. So, yeah, definitely not too late to get signed up. All you have to do is contact Lake Halley Golf Course. You can call them at 715-861-5442. That's 715-861-5442. Or you can even stop in and register your team. It's just $75 a player, so that's a great deal. If there's
if I don't get a foursome together, can I still
We'll find a place for you. Yep, so come on out, and that's no problem at all. And if you're a business, too, and you're just like, hey, you know something? I would love to support that. A whole sponsorship is only $150, so
sure.
Real cheap. So come on out, and we'll put your logo, and you can definitely, if you even want to do something on the hole, some interaction or whatever, come on out, and we'd love to have you. But beautiful Lake Halley Golf Course this Friday is the third annual Chippewa Falls Veterans Home Golf Outing.
And Brewpub sponsoring this, and I did see on the flyer, breakfast pizza will be served starting things off. What a good way to start the day.
Great kickoff. I love it. Yep, it's got the delicious eggs, the sausage on there, and that country gravy. So, yeah, definitely a terrific way to start the day. So we're looking forward to a huge outing, raising some funds, and overall just having a great time. I think actually our COO, his son, Nick, is enrolled at West Point. And so he's going to be coming back, and he might even be making a stop and chatting it up a little bit with us, too. So great kid, real smart kid, and it'll be fun to chat with him.
Will you be golfing as well?
I will be, yes.
How's your swing?
Haven't even swung a golf club yet this year.
All right.
So this will be my first round.
We've had some rounds back in the day, though. He's always a fun golfer. And again, the more he's a good, solid background. You got a good foundation in your game.
It's there. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if we can tap into that come Friday. And
you know, if Phil could win at 50, you could win at 43.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, I thought... Susan looked up. We thought we were talking about Phil Jacoby, Dr. Phil. And I was like, is he out golfing as well?
I know what you're talking about. I got you. So, just want to, again, invite people out. Come on out. And, you know, if you can't make it for maybe the golf, maybe you come out for dinner afterwards. We'll be serving, I think they're doing a nice little chicken dinner. You can come on out and have some of that and toss a donation in some, like I said, some great prizes, great raffle items. Yeah, you're definitely not going to be sorry for coming out for this one.
Again, this Friday at Lake Halley Golf Course, the third annual Wisconsin Veterans Home Golf Outing brought to you by Brewpub Pizza. And again, Mike Waldron, the speaker, Chris Cruz is singing the national anthem and everything going to, again, the Chippewa Valley Veterans Home here in Chippewa Falls to help these veterans so deserving of everything we can give and help them have some outings. And when you mentioned things like mental health as well, too, sometimes the piece of going to a park or fishing, things like that, too, can be so, so beneficial.
Well, and I'll tell you now more than ever, these veterans need to get out. I mean, it's been a really hard year, obviously, this last year with, a little bit more, staying home and staying put. But now getting these guys out, having them enjoy the summer and gals, too, it's really important to that mental health, as you mentioned. So we're excited to be able to participate and help them out any way we can.
Matt, great to see you. Happy birthday once again. Thank you for doing this for our veterans again this Friday. You still can register friends as a foursome or as individuals. They'll find a place for you. Lake Halley Golf Course is the one to contact if you'd like to take part.
All right. I am concerned, and I may over-exaggerate our influence, but I think we need to put on our best superhero morning show abilities here because this is just not right.
It isn't.
The headline is, fubbing is not rude anymore. And I think it should be.
What is it?
Yes, good question. You're mid-sentence when your companion whips out their smartphone and starts tapping away.
What?
Your words hang in the air as your friend disappears into the digital world. You feel invisible. I mean, that to me is rude.
It is rude.
You have just been fubbed. P-H-U-B-B-E-D. Fubbed.
So is that like snubbed but with a phone?
Yes. Right.
You're a genius.
You are.
Where's that in text?
He's the show conscious.
You're so
and genius.
Smart.
Etiquette would dictate that fubbing, snubbing someone while you concentrate on your phone, is incredibly rude. But the story says it's not so much considered rude anymore. I'm like, wait, stop. It needs to be.
Are they just saying it's not rude because so many people do it? Because
researchers,
I don't know, mob mentality, if that's a good idea.
In the UK, investigated fubbing. They found that there are three factors that cause people to reach for their phone. Addiction, fear of missing out, and a lack of self-control. But still, you guys.
Okay, if I was talking to someone and they whipped out their phone, I would think that's rude. Like, the only way it wouldn't be rude if they said, what you're saying is so fascinating that I want to read more about it right now. Plus, I want to be your Facebook friend. Then I'd be like, okay, that's not rude. You just really, really are interested in me. Okay.
I feel like I've probably done this before. And I want to just say, sometimes, you know, as an introvert, I use my phone to kind of create a barrier where it's like, oh, he must be busy, so don't talk to him. But it's still rude.
I've never seen you do that.
I try not to.
You must find me fascinating.
I guess so. Want to be Facebook friends? Oh, wait, we are.
I appreciate the path you're going down there because, yes, with anything you complain about, look at yourself first, right? And so my thought is thinking, if not in a one-on-one, mm-hmm. like we're talking and all of a sudden, check my phone. But I think if it's a group situation, then the rules become a little more blurred.
Okay, if it's a group,
like
it's
a group type thing, like is it okay for me to just pull up my phone now? To what degree am I a part of this?
Yeah. Or if you're expecting something exciting, like if your wife's in labor, you're allowed to look at your phone.
There are exceptions.
And to what degree at home do we do this, right? With spouses and kids in terms of engaging and then
depends what you're doing.
But it's become the number one dinner.
If I'm playing Angry Birds, I mean, sorry. And I get a little notification from my...
Has Phil been fubbed by Angry Birds and you? Or was he joining you?
You mean Tiger? Yeah. Here's a secret, listeners. Phil and I play Angry Birds in the same little group called Baby Warriors, and nobody knows we're married. But now you listeners do. Tiger and
We've
Lovey are married.
We've unlocked the secret.
I thought Tiger and Lovey were married all along.